Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show with a website, philhenryshow.com. And you can pick up the Best of the Phil Henry Show CD there for $23.50. It's the Best of the Phil Henry Show 1999 CD, Communism is Neat. For $23.50, get the CD. $3.50 goes to shipping and handling. $20 goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. And they put it to great use, turning the lives of kids around who've been living on the streets and living out of garbage cans. And that just ain't no way to live. So these guys have been doing this good work for the last 10 years. And we're very proud of them, and we're very proud of our association with them. So whatever you can do, I'm a happy man that you're doing it. $23.50 for the CD. Go to philhenryshow.com. And as of this morning, we have raised $122,000 with the sale of our CD for my friend's place. Thank you. There was a videotape released by the family of Alien Gonzalez showing the little boy sitting in front of a camera and basically saying that he doesn't want to go back to Cuba. By the way, those were my car keys that you just heard. Alien Gonzalez, Miami relatives released a videotape of the boy that was recorded late Wednesday night after negotiations with the Justice Department broke down. It is not clear who was in the room with Alien or whether the boy was coached. Although we're going to bring on Charlie DeFountain here in a second. He is an advertising executive. He's been in the advertising and media buying business for quite some time, and we'll get his opinion on this. Here is the transcript. Now, I saw the video, and it was in Spanish. I saw the little boy. He's sitting in a room on a bed wearing striped shorts or something and a T-shirt, speaking to his father, and here is what he says. Dad, I do not want to go to Cuba. If you want to, stay here. I am not going to Cuba. Dad, you saw that older woman that came to the sister's house. She wants to see me back in Cuba. And I think he's referring there to Janet Reno. Dad, I tell them, I am telling you, you are saying that I want to return to Cuba, but I am telling you now that I do not want to go to Cuba. But if you like, stay here. But I do not want to go to Cuba. It's kind of a tough deal when a kid is used that way. But we're going to get Charlie DeFountain on the phone to give us a definitive view as to just what's going on there and what who do we believe, and is this child, I don't know, telling the truth, Charlie? What do you think?
Oh, Phil, I'm a father, and as a father of a now grown young lady, you know my daughter, Madeline, but when she was a little girl, I know that she was impressionable. But she also knew her own mind, and I think what you're seeing here is a kid who is working in concert with the great uncle. And I got to tell you something. That video.
Now, the great uncle is who?
He is the man the boy is living with. As far as I know, he's living with his great uncle.
All right, Charlie. Tell people what you do, by the way.
Sure. I do a lot of media buying, advertising buying for radio and television in Los Angeles and New York. I own my own advertising agency and have done so for the last 40 years here in Los Angeles. And have been involved in the production of and the creation of some major ad campaigns, both in print, on radio, and on television. And have been involved in that for the last 40 years as well, here in Los Angeles, New York, and in Chicago.
Okay, tell us then, and that's quite an extensive background in advertising. Tell us what you see on that videotape.
Well, I got to tell you, Phil, that videotape of the kid is absolutely beautifully done. Whoever produced it, my hat is off to them, because they coached the kid perfectly. The set was beautifully designed. There was wardrobe, the T-shirt, the bedroom in the house, those old people that he's staying with, I think, lend some credibility to the kid.
How do you get a kid to say stuff like that?
Well, to say what?
How do you get a kid? You're saying that this was a videotape of the kid that was beautifully produced. How would you possibly get a little boy to say, Dad, I want to stay here?
Well, you can do it. You give the kid candy. You give him a truck. The kid can obviously follow direction. I don't know how you do it with other kids. I know how they did it with this kid. They obviously gave this kid direction involving giving him some candy, giving him a truck, promising him another trip to Disney World, promising him toys or something, a trip to the beach. I don't know. And the kid took the direction, I think, as well as I have ever seen a young performer. He was absolutely on his money. He was absolutely on his mark. I think the old Cuban that he lives with probably made, I don't know, anywhere from I would say for that performance, probably made anywhere from...
Are you saying that his great-uncle was paid?
I would think that he was, yes. I don't know who produced that. But I do know, and I know that you know Jan Burnett, who is the producer, and John has got an idea on a Harry Potter script, and I know that he is looking for a lead in the Harry Potter movie.
Well, Harry Potter is 11 or 12.
I think this kid could play 11.
Is Jan? Are you saying that Jan Burnett is looking at this kid to be in the Harry Potter film?
I'm saying that this kid could play 11 or 12, even though he's 5 or 6, because he has that range. He is very... This Elian Gonzalez kid has got beautiful range, and he can shovel that bullcrap like I have never seen in my life. The realism with which that kid shoveled that bullcrap was beautiful, and the videotape was absolutely beautiful.
What are the chances that the kid was speaking from his heart?
No, because he was obviously coached. I could see the coaching. It's true that you would want to believe that the kid is speaking truthfully, but you can see the coaching. Believe me, Phil, I've been in the business of advertising, and I've been in the business of coaching actors for a long time. That's how good that kid was that you actually believe him. And that's why I say, not only should a kid stay in his country, but I think that we really need to get him together with a producer or someone, an acting coach, dialogue coach, and a tutor to see what this boy can do. Because he was absolutely beautiful. And I would love to work with a kid.
We're talking with Charlie the Fountain. He is in the ad buying business. He also has an advertising agency. And it's his feeling that the Elian Gonzalez videotape of the boy, the performance was outstanding.
Absolutely outstanding.
Let me give the phone number here, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, for the Phil Henry Show. I'm interested to know, I guess I'm interested in hearing your reasons as to why you don't believe the kid.
I don't believe the kid because, first of all, he's 5 or 6 years old. You don't have any opinions when you're 5 or 6 years of age. What you do have are desires and wants. You have a want of candy, you want to go to see Donald Duck or Mickey Mouse, you want to go to the beach, you want to do those things that instant gratification and instant sensibility. But you don't have profound beliefs as to whether you want to go to Cuba or stay in America. What this boy was doing was responding to direction, and I think he shoveled that bullcrap so good and with such realism that I would love to work with a kid like this. Because
so you're saying, just so I know, Charlie, you think it's all bullcrap?
You see how good the kid is, because even you're questioning it.
Well, I mean, there's going to be a lot of people who question it. I'm just saying,
but that's how good he is. You're sitting there and you're saying, are you telling me that he was actually telling you? You don't know whether he's telling the truth. Believe you me, Phil, he shoveled it with the best of them. And because of that, understand that I don't dislike this boy. I love this kid. I would love to see him in a high-profile project. If this had happened 2 years ago, Lucas would have been looking at him for that Anakin Skywalker thing. That's how good this kid is.
You, in other words, see this Elian Gonzalez kid as one of the great child actors.
I think that he could make this Haley Joel Osment. He could give this kid a run for his money. This kid shovels manure. And the great uncle's the key. You throw enough money at that old Cuban, and they'll follow you anywhere. You got to understand, the old Cubans come here looking to make a name for, you know, like Desi Arnaz or something like that. They want to make a name for themselves. And they come to a community, coming from a communist country where there is no money, to a country where there is money. These old Cubans, they look at this kid as a meal ticket. So why not give it to them? You put it together, the two basic elements. You got a money-grubbing old Cuban uncle. You got a little kid that can really shovel it. It's Oscar time.
Charlie the Fountain with us, 1-800-449-8686. Canoga Park on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, I'm just wondering how he can tell by watching the videotape if the child is being sincere or not.
Right.
Even though he's had coaching or he's worked with children or whatever he says, I don't understand how he can see through a child if he's lying or not.
It's a good question, ma'am. First of all, you can see that there is obviously coached performance. It's subtle, and it is very good. Like I said, I've never seen anybody shovel the manure like this kid can, but you can see the performance is obviously coached. You can see the edits in the videotape, which show where he stopped the thought and then a thought. Did you see the videotape, ma'am?
No, I didn't, but have you ever seen a child that's sincere?
Mr. Henry, did you see it?
Yeah, I did see it.
All right. Obviously, the child is shoveling some manure. And
so the thinking is what? He does want to go back to Cuba?
The kid will do anything you want him to do. Yeah, you give him 5 minutes with this old money-grubbing uncle that he's staying with, and that old guy is going to have him believe in one thing. You give that kid 5 minutes with me, and I'll have him reciting Shakespeare. That's how good I think this kid is.
All right, ma'am. Thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Charlie LaFountain on the line with us. He is an advertising agency executive. He also has done some media buying, and you work with performers, Charlie, in selling products, and you think that Elian Gonzalez, as you put it, is shoveling it with the best of them.
I think this kid is full of crap. Again, don't get me wrong. I think he's a great kid. I'm not saying he's a bad boy. I think he's shoveling up the manure very, very well, and they want him to, okay? You have to understand that this is the pitch they wanted to sell. Now, you got this old money-grubbing Cuban that he lives with.
When you say old money-grubbing Cuban, who are you?
I'm talking about the uncle, right? Doesn't he?
He lives with a great uncle, but how do you know he's money-grubbing?
Oh, are you kidding me? He must have got something for that, because that was a beautiful performance. They must have given him some kind of cash for that.
Let me ask you, do you think that the family had anything to do with the videotape, or do you think it was done by...
I think it was done by somebody else. I think it was done by a third party trying to make a political point. That's my opinion. And I think the old uncle probably walked away with a cool five figures on this thing. And I think that, and again, you've got two very basic ingredients. You got the money-grubbing old Cuban. You got a kid that can shovel it with the best of them. It's Oscar time. It's Oscar time. And I'm going to tell you right now, and I've been in this business long enough to know this.
All right, Charlie LaFountain with us. We're going to take a break here on the Phil Henry Show as we talk about Elian Gonzalez and the most recent news from Miami about his videotape that his family created, taped him talking and telling his dad, and we have his quotes, "Dad, I do not want to go to Cuba." That was on a videotape released by the family last night. It's the Phil Henry Show at 1-800. Charlie here, by the way, thinks the kid is, quote, shoveling manure with the best of them, that he is acting up a storm, that he's got a brilliant performance, and that the great uncle is a money-grubbing old Cuban. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
So we have that.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
And Phil, the other thing, the greater...
Hold on for a minute, because we're back on the air with Charlie LaFountain, who is with the... he's with an ad agent. What's the name of your agency?
Oh, we went... for the longest time, Phil, it's been Fountain Roberti, and that has been LaFountain Roberti, which has been the mainstay of our advertising, the backbone of our advertising business, but we also have a talent agency, which is Beacon Talent, and... so we've worked with a lot of performers, and I've also worked with the advertising pitch, so I know a pitch. You have to understand that I know a pitch when I see one.
And it is your disconcerted opinion that little Elian Gonzalez is pitching.
He's shoveling it, he's doing it, and he thinks he's doing a very good job. I would love to watch this kid. I put him in a high-profile project. And this had happened 2 years ago, as I mentioned. The great uncle's the key, like I said, but you put these two together. And if you could get me the number of this kid, I would like to talk with him. And I don't know whether Mike Schaefer can do it, but
Mike, do you have a number on Elian Gonzalez? I don't think we can do that.
But you have a Miami radio station. You have a Miami affiliate, WINZ, right?
Yes, we have WINZ in Miami, but I don't know what that has to do with me being able to get his Elian Gonzalez's phone number.
I think the best thing to do is to get this kid's number and to try to work him into a project as quickly as possible. You can do that because you have the contacts in Miami.
And I'm telling you, I don't know whether I can do it or not, okay?
Well, you're telling me no. I want to hear you say yes to me, which would be a good thing.
All right, hold on. Let me take a phone call here in Sherman Oaks on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, hello.
Hey, my comment is that this man is an embarrassment to the advertising community. First of all, he keeps rephrasing the same thing over and over, shoveling manure.
He does.
And money-grubbing Cuban. If you've been in advertising for 40 years, you think you could come up with a couple better lines.
Well, that's just what I'm looking at that, okay?
You're very embarrassing the way that you're trying to exploit this child.
Are you in the business?
You can't tell by...
Are you in the advertising business?
Yes. And you do not...
Well, I've never even heard of you. I've never called
you.
You
get performances out of people. If you're in advertising, the director of the commercial does that.
You got it. And who do you think got the performance out of this kid?
You're not an expert on this opinion.
This kid shovels it.
And you're putting this child, and the only fountain, the only thing you
can see
out of your fountain is a bunch of bull.
I call it like I see it. This kid's shoveling it better than anybody I ever saw. And if you're in advertising, you're in the business of shoveling manure too, ladies. So don't get on your high horse with me, okay?
Yeah, but not, you know, you're embarrassing. You're trying to exploit this child. Look at you trying to get a job.
At least what I'm trying to do.
You're trying to get a job.
What I'm doing, lady, is I'm pitching, okay? What do you do?
Oh,
what do you do, huh? Have you got any accounts?
Are
you working any accounts?
If you're worth your salt,
are you working any accounts?
Don't.
What accounts are you working,
huh?
What kind of accounts are you working, right? This guy, Phil Henry's got an affiliate in Miami. You got the phone number, Phil?
I'm not. Mike Schaefer I cannot get the phone number.
You have an affiliate in Miami, right?
We have WINZ in Miami.
Get me the number on the kid. See, this broad here in
Why
Sherman
would he
Oaks
have
or
to
whatever.
For you if you're
well,
so
what do you
good?
Do? You go in there and you
you're
get on your
sorry?
Telephone and you look like you're working in the morning. What do you do? You pretend
what?
Like you're working? You heard what I said.
No, I didn't. Repeat yourself.
No, I'm not. You
okay.
heard what I said.
No, you're just embarrassing.
That
you're embarrassing.
Embarrassing.
I've
you
never heard
lady?
Of you.
All I've never heard of
you're
you.
You're pathetic.
What's your name? You a receptionist or do you actually
no.
work an account?
No.
Really?
No.
What do you do?
Not a receptionist.
Not
I'm not
a receptionist.
Tell you.
I don't even think she's in the ad basis. You got that phone number, Phil?
I don't have. What do you keep asking me for a phone number for? I don't have a phone number.
I want you to get that number in this kid, and I want you to get it now because I'm obviously do a lot of ad buying on your show as well as on a lot of radio stations. So.
Well, so what are you saying?
I'm saying to give me that number. I don't think I have to repeat myself.
Will you find out this Elian Gonzalez's number, Mike? I'm Schaefer's working on it. Okay.
Well, how long has he been working on it?
He's answering phone calls from my...
Well, he can stop with the phone calls. Get me this Elian Gonzalez kid's number. This kid shovels it like...
I know. He shovels it better than anybody I've ever seen, and the money. His uncle's a money-grubbing old Cuban.
That's exactly correct. And I don't care if it does sound like a lot of stale stuff to that receptionist that just called in. I'm pitching. I'm working. She's sitting. She's eating. Her ass gets bigger. Mine gets thinner. Mine gets more streamlined.
All right. Fort Lauderdale on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Yes,
hello.
Sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes. I would like to say to this gentleman, it's amazing. How can someone give this opinion?
Why?
Without any backgrounds or anything like this?
Why would that be the case?
That you're saying that a kid or 6 year old kid does not have an opinion. So you're saying a kid who has been abused does not have the right to defend himself in court and accuses it?
No,
it's
a child must be defended.
That's what you're
by
saying?
Adults. I'm saying adults handle the affairs of a child when he's 5 years old. Children do
no,
not
no,
handle
I
their
heard
affairs.
You just said, sir.
Yeah, I said to you that a child cannot handle his own affairs. Adults do. And that kid was coached, and that kid was told what to
that
say.
That kid is giving
and,
his own
and
opinion.
And it proves
that
to me,
saying,
it proves to me how good he is because you're buying it. That's how good that
opinion.
Kid is.
I respect your opinion, well, but, I think this kid is saying the truth since he's got...
Yeah,
he has,
that's
he
how
has
good he
a,
is. Yeah,
a,
see?
A kid of freedom.
See how good he is?
Apparently you have never had to leave what this kid has gone
you see,
through.
You see how good this kid is? You believe him. That's what I'm talking about.
I believe
that's
him because
I
know he's saying the truth.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Whatever you think there,
one
Jose.
Thing that amazes me, how can you say a six-year-old kid does not have the right to defend himself?
He's shoveling crap, okay? And you're buying it. That's why I love
I'm
this kid.
I'm not buying it.
I think
I'm
he's beautiful.
Buying. You're the one
you got to understand. I love him.
It's sad.
I love
really
the
sad.
Kid. I love him. I want to put him in a movie.
Yeah, but you're
that's
you're,
how good
you're,
I think
you're
he
saying
is.
Things that are not true, and that's not
what
right.
What am I not saying? What am I saying that isn't true? The kid shovels it like you wouldn't
you
believe.
Should, you should take time.
What about
why
the money grubbing old Cuban?
Why don't you go over there? Why don't you try to go to Elian's house and interview him?
Hey, buddy, I got better things
so
to do
than
fly
saying
to Miami and talk to the guy. I got people working
yeah.
for me in that area.
Why
okay?
not? Why not?
Why should I? I'm in Hollywood right now. I got other things
it
to do.
Sense.
I got to take a fish
it makes
to fry.
Sense. Go to his house
go
and interview him.
Go to his house
him.
And talk to him? No. I'll tell you what. The father will interview him for me. I'll make my business deal with the father.
The father's not speaking by himself.
Hey, the kid is, and the kid
and
is?
You know that.
And the kid is? Yeah, sure, pal.
The kid,
whatever
of course.
Of course. The kid's speaking for himself, but the father isn't.
Of course.
Yeah, of
you
course.
Know that the father,
and
father
the
is a Fidel Castro puppet, and you know that.
And you know the kid's
do,
a puppet
sir.
To that money-grubbing old Cuban uncle of his, okay? They're all puppets.
It's
we're
sad.
All
it's
puppets,
sad
sir.
That in this country
you're
there are people
puppet.
Like you.
You're a puppet.
It's really
you,
sad.
You bought the American dream, pal. You're
it's
a puppet
really
too,
sad.
Okay?
I'm leaving the American dream.
You're leaving
apparently
the American
you
dream?
Be leaving the American dream.
I want
people like you.
Yes, I'd like you to leave the American dream.
Country
go back,
that,
go
country
back where
that,
you came
that respects freedom
that'd
and
be great.
Freedom.
Respects freedom.
Religion.
You bought that
religion
one too. Do you know who came up with that line? Me.
Who?
I came up with that line. That was an advertising.
What line?
We respect freedom. That was part of a Nike shoe commercial that we did.
Wow, it is so sad. It is so sad.
And you believe it. That shows you how good
no,
I am.
No, I believe you because it's the truth.
Yeah,
sir.
It's an advertising
it's
line.
It was for multiple. People know it's the truth.
It was a Gatorade
and you should
pitch.
Be ashamed of yourself.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Opinion
that line that you just used there, you should be ashamed of yourself, is a line that I used in association with the U.S. Postal Service. You see that you were repeating back to me all of my advertising pitches.
What do you mean you came up with you? What?
I came up with you should be ashamed of yourself. This guy bought it. Can I shovel it or what?
Yeah.
Wow.
Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686 with Charlie LaFountain, ad executive, talking about Alien Gonzalez's videotape performance. Even got me saying it, Charlie.
Well, it's hard not to believe it's a performance. He is a very persuasive and compelling young man who I think has got a great future in this business. I think he's got a great look. I think he has great charisma, great on-camera.
Yeah, but you're talking about all he did was make a videotape pitch about, Daddy, I don't want to go back to Cuba.
All he did was like a screen test, as far as I'm concerned. I thought it was very good. I know it wasn't, and I know that there is a great deal more that this boy would do with his life other than be in motion pictures. But I'm saying to the father, and I'm saying to the great uncle, who apparently is pulling a lot of the strings down there, consider a career in advertising or in film or television, because I think this kid has got something that I haven't seen since John Provost. I haven't seen anything like this since Veronica Cartwright. Just the magnetism and the
Veronica Cartwright.
The one, Angela Cartwright was the one in Lost in Space, right?
Yeah, she was.
She was magnetic. She was unbelievable. Billy Mummy, and all of them. And I'm saying that I think that this kid could be the next Billy Mummy is what I'm trying to say. And
so he'll be the next Billy Mummy. So he'll be in Lost in Space and then play bars with his bar band. That's what you want for him.
I think he could be the next Billy Mummy and have a career. I think the kid's got a career. But this money-grubbing old Cuban that he's with, the fact the kid can shovel it. And
yeah, the kid's shoveling it and the money-grubbing old Cubans. And you're still not convincing me that the kid was completely and totally coached into his performance, is all I'm saying. Miami on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, sir. My opinion is basically to this gentleman who has such an acute sense of perception that it amazes me. I mean, he's talking and he's making remarks that are kind of degrading.
Degrading? I said the kid's beautiful.
I understand what you're saying about the kid is beautiful, but you're also saying that the kid has been coached by the...
Of course he has.
By this family that has taken care of him. And I can tell you one thing...
That old Cuban that's taken care of him, whatever his name is, the old man...
I have no idea, sir, what's going to be the future for this little kid, because that kid is blessed. Whatever happens in the future is up to the future itself. But by the same token, I do not believe, whatever is in the future is in the future. I don't know. What are you talking about?
Just let the man finish.
I do not believe that the motivation behind this loving family has been money, as you trying to perceive. You have to understand one thing, sir.
I could do a seven-figure deal with these people right now.
You seem to be a very intelligent individual, and you're bypassing something that it is amazing.
What is that?
You're saying that this little kid was coached, because it's almost inconceivable that a kid of 6 years old can commit and portray that you saw in the film today.
Absolutely. I mean, you've got to be putting me on. No kid is going to come out there and say, oh, Daddy, I don't want to go to Cuba. Daddy, I want to... Well, no kid cares.
All you got to do is give the kid a
big hunk. Give him some of those... what are those things called your kids eat, Phil?
What things?
Swizzlers, those damn things that the kids eat, you know, like M&M's. Give them some M&M's and the kid will say anything you want him to say.
Sir, that kid, if you compare the kid to just about any other kid, maybe that is actually true, what you're saying.
Was he special?
That kid survived.
He's the Christ child all of a sudden?
That kid survived 2 days in an inner tube.
So what I'm saying is, sir,
if that kid was able to do that, then is there... It's still a possibility that kid was probably talking from his heart today.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Did you see the Milky Way wrappers?
The what?
The Milky Way wrappers.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
What I'm saying is that the kid had obviously been fed Milky Ways and those Three Musketeers, because the wrappers are...
Wait a minute. So you're saying there were Milky Way wrappers. So this production was so beautiful that the kid was coached with Milky Ways, but they forgot to remove the wrappers.
They blew it.
You're overlooking the fact that this kid is probably a little kid that has a sense of heart.
Right, he's probably a fantastic guy. Thanks for calling. Here's Miami on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
You're disrespecting, sir, the reason why every person in this country is here and why their ancestors came here to express their opinion and to be free. Sir, this child is simply expressing his opinion of why he does not want to be with his father.
That kid doesn't have any opinion. But I will say one thing. The kid's a lot smarter than you, okay? You sound like the dumbest asshole that I've listened to all day. That kid was expressing an opinion that he doesn't even have, an opinion of adults.
Here is Fullerton on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Alien's uncle wants to be show. He wants him to be in showbiz. He'll do anything to keep this kid in the U.S. If he was to become a child star, America could never send him back to Cuba.
You know, with all due respect, sir, I don't know you. I don't know you personally, and I really don't.
I'm saying something. Everybody in advertising knows.
Really don't want to know you personally.
And I got a lot of adults telling me that. Oh yeah,
you weren't listening. Okay, it's obvious. It's obvious that all you like to do is talk and not listen.
Did you believe the kid? Did you believe the kid?
Did I believe the kid?
Yes.
I haven't even seen the video.
Well, then what do you know? You don't even know. You don't even belong here.
No, you don't even belong in this conversation. I don't have to see the video. What you're doing is embarrassing yourself.
No, I'm not.
What you're doing is making yourself look like an idiot.
Hang up on
you don't know the history
the video.
Of the Cuban.
I want to hear what the guy's got
to
say.
You don't know the history of what that kid
I know the Cuban people came here to money grub like everybody else.
How can you say that kid was coerced?
Because I saw the tape.
When he survived what he survived.
I saw the tape.
What about when his fat...
Hey, you got a lot to say about something you know nothing about. You didn't even see the tape, okay?
His mother passed
away because she was taking up space on the raft, okay? The kid didn't survive. He got picked out of the water.
Who coerced him to survive?
He got picked out of the water by the Coast Guard and fed a lot of good food down to
you,
okay? He's a kid. He's a punk. You're an asshole. Hey, are you there? God damn it, I hate it when those Mexicans hang up on me. You know something? It's like my gardener can't do that, okay? He goes in the truck to try to eat lunch, but I still got to...
Oh, shut up. You hate it when a Mexican hangs up on you. Look, Charlie, we're talking here about this Elian Gonzalez kid and the fact that he was at sea for a long time.
The kid's shoveling manure. The kid is beautiful. And I can't believe, Henry, this goes to show me. Have you gotten that phone number yet?
What phone number?
Have you gotten the phone number for Miami?
I don't have a...
Let me explain something to you. I promised you a $20,000 donation to my friend's place, didn't I?
Yeah, you were going to buy $20,000 worth of CDs.
Have you got that phone number?
I don't have the phone number to Elian Gonzalez's house.
Then you don't get any CDs, do you? You don't get the money.
And are you telling me you're going to hold back that money unless I get you this phone number?
I'm telling you, this kid is so beautiful that I got to get this kid under contract. Now, you get me that phone number to that kid, or you don't get the 20 G's.
You can't hold back.
I'm going to hold back what I want. You get me that phone number, you don't get no 20 G's, all right? And I'll tell you something else. Proving to me how stupid these people are that listen to your show, that they're buying this kid. They're buying everything the kid said. This kid shovels it beautifully. He shovels it perfectly. The shovel he wields is deadly, and it's got nothing but bullcrap on the end of it. And
I can't get you the number of this kid.
Then no 20 G's. You better get that Schaefer in there working for a change and get a phone number.
He's going to hold back the 20 grand, Mike.
That's right. Start talking to him.
He's going
to
hold the 20. Will you find this Elian Gonzalez kid phone number? Moreno Valley on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello. I think this guy is a real bigot.
Who?
He is completely...
That Elian Gonzalez kid carries a golden shovel, and on the end of it is perfectly formed turds. Perfectly formed cow turds.
You are such a bigot.
I'm a bigot. Why? Because I don't like... Why? Because I don't like being poor?
The way you're talking about Cubans, about Mexicans.
I talk the same way about white people. I'm the same way everybody, okay?
You're
why do you think people come to this country?
You're such a racist.
Why'd you come to America?
I lived here. I was born here.
All right, why did your aunt come here, whoever gave birth to you?
Look, people, it's a shame.
The old lady that's talking who's the old lady?
Ma'am, could you tell the woman in the background either get on the phone or not talk because it's a little confusing, you know?
She wants to talk.
Put her on the phone.
Wait, Chris, tell
the old bag in the background, okay?
It's not an old bag.
Well, tell her to get off the pot or crap. Like Alien, okay?
You are such a bigot. You do not know what you're talking about. You're full of bull.
Alien Gonzalez is full of bull.
You are full of bull. That's
Daddy,
a little boy.
I don't want to go back to Cuba, Daddy. What a load. I'm telling you, I love the
true.
Kid.
That's...
Oh, I see. It's true. Of course. It's true.
It's true.
He's a great little actor. I guess you think that Haley Osment sees dead people, too, right? Absolutely. It must be true. He said so.
You are so
Lady,
ignorant.
Sixth Sense wasn't real. You're aware of that, right?
You are so ignorant.
Are you aware of the fact that Mickey Mouse doesn't exist?
Okay, this is going nowhere. Let the lady talk, because all you're doing is making a lot of smart remarks. Go ahead, ma'am.
Yes, you are. Okay.
Smart remarks. Somebody's got to do something funny here.
Let her talk. Go ahead, ma'am.
First of all, do you know what the situation in Cuba is? The last thing
Most Mexicans will believe anything.
Shut up and let her...
The last thing people in Cuba are thinking of is money. They're thinking of freedom. You are such a bigot.
Where are you from? Well, where are you from?
I'm from L.A.
How the hell do you know what a Cuban thinks?
Because my father is Cuban.
oh, your father just happens to be Cuban. You know what? As soon as I get Elian on under contract, I'm signing you. The two of you can shovel it like I've never seen.
Oh, you are
cow pie. Do you know what cow pie is?
It's a Wait, ma'am, your father's Cuban?
Yes, he is.
And your mother is from where? Who is that crystal in the background?
It's my
girlfriend.
Sister.
It's your sister?
Yes.
And the two of you guys are born here in the United States.
Yes, we're both born here in the United States.
Now, why do you say when your father came here from Cuba?
Yes, he did.
When?
He came...
I'm screening the call right now. Yes, he came when?
He came a long time ago.
A long time ago. And where's he from in Cuba?
Oh, he's... Crystal, shut up, wait.
Okay, thanks for calling. Good screen job there, Mike. So anyway, 1-800-449, it's her and her sister jagging off over there, okay? 1-800-4...
Phil, I wonder, if it's her and her sister jagging off, I'd like to speak to them. Because I think...
Yeah, I know, you'd like to get them under contract. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Charlie?
Yeah.
Okay, let me talk to... Where's the lady here? Hello, is this Los Angeles?
This is... Yes, I'm calling you from L.A.
Go ahead. I want you to talk to this lady, Charlie.
And who's she?
She's a lady that we just talked to.
Yeah, she's a lady that I've been listening to you. Oh,
well, I wanted to get a point out here about this Gonzalez kid. I am prepared to make him an offer. Seven figures. He's wonderful. I think America should see him.
I thought
you had some broad you want me to talk to.
She's right here,
don't
okay?
Call me a
I don't
broad.
Know.
Don't yeah, what, call me a broad, okay?
What, you?
Yeah, don't what's, call me a broad.
What's your name?
It doesn't matter what my name is.
Juanita,
the reason I'm calling,
Rosarita.
Hey, listen, wait. Hey, hold your horses here, damn it. I mean, you seem to shut everybody
up. You sound
like
the kind of battle axe that tells guys what to do. I like that. Go ahead.
Listen, you old dog.
Old dog.
And you sound like an old dog.
You
sound like an
ignorant dog. How many husbands have you put in the ground, huh? How many husbands have you killed?
I wish you would have been one of them.
About three
of them. You should have been one of them.
Huh?
But you're not listening. You know, all you do is...
Can you imagine waking up to this, Henry?
Would you please shut up and let the lady talk, okay?
Shut up, because you don't let anybody
speak. You roll over and look at that with a hair on a lip.
Shut up! Go on, ma'am.
Who knows what the hell you have in between your legs, mister? I don't even want to talk to you anymore. You're not worth it, and you need to get off the show.
Why?
Well, there you go, Charlie.
That was the worst phone call. You said I needed to talk to her.
She was very vociferous and wanted... She didn't like the way that you were characterizing Mexicans as being, a Cuban or...
Oh, there you go again. Let me tell you something. You never, ever want to do something. I know a lot about Cubans. You never make the mistake of calling a Cuban a Mexican, and you never make the mistake of calling a Mexican a Cuban. It's like calling an American a Canadian American. They don't like it. They hate it, okay? That's why I do it.
Yeah, that's why you do it, to piss them off, right?
I do it because it's... I do it, Phil, because I know the business. I know the advertising business, and I know these people. These money-grubbing Cubans.
If you come with that money-grubbing Cuban thing one more time, you're going to drive me out of my freaking mind here. The kid's good, and I will go with you on this one, okay, Charlie? I agree with you on this. Just as I don't believe you know that the kid is shoveling manure, I also don't believe that anybody else knows that he isn't. I don't think that a child should be allowed to have his own mind in any matter that is not directly related to his safety, and that is his personal safety with regard to adults. Political systems, whatever. So I agree with you. There's a lot of people out there who can't say that kid is speaking honestly any more than you can say that the kid isn't speaking honestly. But when you start in with a money-grubbing Cuban thing, I think it's very unfair.
All right, I apologize then, Phil.
Okay, I mean, just money-grubbing Cuban this and a comment about the kid. Be fair.
I apologize.
And you're talking to that lady with the hair on the lip?
I apologize. I sincerely do.
I appreciate that. Let's go to San Bernardino on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you Mexican?
I will not talk to this idiot that's on the line.
Are you a Mexican?
And
there
far,
you go again.
No, I'm not.
You're not.
As far as...
You just talk to me.
The Cubans are concerned, there's plenty of them that are very intelligent.
Well, I haven't met
them. A six-year-old child can have an opinion and is very intelligent.
Really?
If
on
he
what?
Has something coming
on what?
From
on the kind
line.
Of breakfast cereal he wants
the
to eat, maybe.
The father hasn't come to Florida. He's afraid to. He is manipulated.
And how many husbands have you killed?
Pardon
me? Okay, thank you.
Hello, ma'am, are you there? Ma'am.
Yes.
I don't think a six-year-old kid can have an opinion on anything other than breakfast cereal. What do you think of that? Do you know where you are? That's a better question. What state are you in? Hello?
Phil Hendry.
What are you waiting for?